This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Herschel Walker lost. Predictable. People were calling me the day before, Kevin, what do you think? I said, Herschel Walker's going to lose. And it wasn't because he was, I mean, Herschel wasn't a great candidate, let's face it. Former football player, no background in politics, and, you know, really put his foot in his mouth in a lot of ways. But Warnock? What was he? He was shoehorned in a cheat during the special election. And now he's a full-blown senator. And it's sad for the country, but it's part of the plan of the Uniparty to get Trump. So what it cost the Republic? That didn't matter. The destruction of Trump must happen, according to the Uniparty, and it must happen at any cost. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Well, let me finish that. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, folks, if you're looking for some sort of a savior in all of this, you got to understand, people, there's one side to this whole thing. We think we've got a party fighting for us, but we flatly don't. We have a group of people who, when the time comes, they collude together. And occasionally they come over on the Republican side to represent us, but don't feel like you're represented. And I'm not going to lie to you. We have to select better people. There's no question about it. But let me just say this. Would it matter who was replacing the Democrats given what these people do? Joe Biden just said the other day, they said, why didn't you go to the border? He goes, it's not important. An invasion of millions of people coming into this country that is taxing every single system, core system, education, health care, etc., welfare. Joe Biden says, oh, no big deal. Why? What do you mean? They're fixing it. They don't care. So anybody we put in would be better, but we can make better choices. We can stop with the cult of personality. Okay, we got Donald Trump. Businessman who had his finger on the pulse of politics the entire time. Trump has always made a comment, yeah, I'd run if I think I could win, if I think I was needed. And he did. I don't know that Herschel Walker was one of these guys that was following politics to that degree. Cult of personality. Oh, he's a black Republican. Let's shoehorn him in. I don't care one way or the other. As far as I'm concerned, Walker's a much better choice than Warnock. But we have a responsibility to do better and to show better. And let me tell you, these establishment Republicans that want to pick, they want to pick and choose their cronies because we've seen how things work, right? Haven't we seen enough of how SBF donates money to the Democratic Party and gets away with whatever he wants? And oh, by the way, another one of the executives over at FTX, he gave $13 million to Democrats. We're not talking about $40 million. We're talking about even more millions and millions of dollars of phony money in a cryptocurrency backed by nothing. And that went to the Democrats. We'll talk more about that guy when we get back. I'm talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. And also this guy who gave millions more to the Democrats were just being uncovered. So, you know, when people were calling me, what do you think? Walker's going to lose. And you're going to lose every other race until you do a couple things. One, you address election integrity. Because Warnock, in my opinion, can't win fair. None of these people can win fair. The only place you can look at politics and ask yourself, did it go fair, is in Florida. For one reason, they have a governor who knows what he's doing and who fixed it. And it isn't permanently fixed, but he fixed some of it. And a lot of it has to do with mail-in ballots. The Democrats don't care. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. You can play this game all you want. give me your number, whatever the number is for the Republicans, and the Democrats will miraculously pull it out. That's how the game's going to get played. They make you think you're going to get there. Oh, come on, you can make it. You remember that commercial where the dude had the money on a fishing pole and the people were trying to reach it. And just as they try to get it, he'd move the pole. That's exactly what they do. You're never going to get to the brass ring. You're never going to get to the money. So what did you expect? I mean, Herschel Walker was sending text messages to me, and I mean, I'm saying it generic, not me personally, but to everybody, sending emails. So support the campaign, more money, more money, more money. I'm not putting any more money into that. I'm not putting any more money into the GOP. I'm not putting any more money into anything politically that isn't going to move the needle. And that's why people like us, I'm talking about my team, we do something different. We're going to do creative stuff. Now, how much impact is that going to have? Are we going to be the new Candace Owens? No, we're going to be better than that. We're going to go out there and actually do stuff that moves the needle. And it may move it in just a little small ecosystem, but it's going to move the needle. It's going to change hearts and minds. And I'm going to tell you, I know too many people that we've done that for to not believe that it works. And now that our social media is coming back, and by the way, I'm going to be announcing, well, I can't officially announce it because we are on it. But we are on the social media site Wimkin, W-I-M is in Mary, K-I-N.com. It's an amazing site. And much better than Truth Social. And let me tell you, all these guys went after Wimkin, the FBI and all these guys, and they told them, no, we're not giving you our data. We're not. So go look at it. Go, you can see the difference, and we'll be sending out announcements on it here shortly. The other thing that happened, even though those two IRS agents came to my house, we got our official 501c3 for Seeking Educational Excellence. And I'm so happy about this because what it means is we can now, at the level where we got to start making change, we can start impacting kids. We sent two kids to D.C. to go be with Hillsdale. One of them is probably going to end up going there, let's hope. But look, it's incremental. Somebody's got to start it. And look, I'm not telling you we're going to be the end-all, be-all, but if somebody doesn't start it and let our kids and our grandkids take it on to the next level, what do you think? What's the world these people are going to have? A world of lockdowns and masks and forced vaccinations and no educations? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. More on Twitter Files, too. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats can cheat, they can connive, they can steal, they can do whatever they do. But let me tell you what happens every single day, folks. 24/7. The Democrats have to face their reality. Leftists have to live those lies. They have to confront their policies, and it's not good. Go ahead, win. When winning is losing, what do you care? And the only thing we do is we run and hide. We say, oh, we'll go to the suburbs. Oh, we'll go out off the grid. How far can you run? You know, we talk often about, I say this all the time. Think about the number of true conservatives. I mean, the small number of people that listen to my program because of lack of social media coverage, but I have millions of followers. Millions. People that give a crap. People that support us financially, some big, some small, and I love them all. I love everybody that pays attention to this program and takes it for what it is. One dude's opinions about stuff. You may happen to agree. I may make it entertaining or whatever, whatever draws you here. But it's one guy's opinion about the world. And luckily for you, a guy that knows a lot about it, a guy who's observant, who's, and I'm going to be honest, talented and really want, and here's the best part. You forget all the things I could say about myself because I'm so wonderful. But the real thing is this. I care. My heart is in it. There's nothing driving me outside of my heart that says, look, guys, I want to tell you everything I know about it so you can be on the inside as well. So that's where we find ourselves in terms of what do we want as conservatives? What do we want for the world? Do you think I want something for my kids that I don't want for the left's kids? No, I don't want their kids to be stupid. I don't want leftist adults to go through life thinking with only one thing, like the LGBT going, oh, the way I have sex is the way people think about me. We don't think about you that way. And in this misrepresentation of who we are drives me crazy. I have that conversation all the time. I'll be talking to some flamingly gay person or whatever, and we're having a great time. And I'll bring some, if they bring up anything controversial, I'll go, well, I'm a conservative. Here we are having this amazing conversation. You are blatantly LGBT, and I'm not freaking out because I don't care. And most people don't. Most of you don't. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Leftists have to confront their demons every single day. Here's a story. Walmart is eyeing closing stores as the mega retailer grapples with an uptick in theft. CEO Doug McMillon said on CNBC Squawk Box that shoplifting is higher than what it was, what it has been historically, and could lead to higher prices and ultimately closed stores. Now, is he warning people? Is he going, listen, we're going to take our little store out of your neighborhood, you know, and you black folks are going to have to get on a bus and go shop somewhere else? I don't know what he's saying, but I think that what he's telling you the truth. He's saying, oh, by the way, one of the things he says, I love this part of the story. He says, McMillon said a lax approach from prosecutors handling shoplifting cases could lead store closures, but Walmart is doing its best to add preventative measures. What? What are you going to do? What are you going to do that hasn't already been tried? When people can go in and steal up to almost $1,000 and walk out of your store and it's a misdemeanor, what are you going to stop? There are people walking out with TVs from stores. You know what you can get now for $750 for a TV? You can get a heck of a TV. I got too many TVs. Y'all have heard me talk about it. So, but the point is, when you go to these stores, and like there was the guy that rode his bike in the CVS, essentially put his arm down an aisle, filled a bag like he was Black Santa Claus, and rode his bike out of the store as people were filming him. Now, they turn the film over to authorities. What happens? Oh, well, what do you want us to do about it? It's like when my jackets got stolen in San Francisco, and my buddy goes, you want to go to the police? I was like, yeah, I'm going. He's like, well, I ain't going to do anything. I don't care. I'm going to report it. I want people to know if you go to San Francisco, your crap will get stolen. If nothing else, you're going to file. I'm filing a report. So I went down there, and the cop's like, what do you want me to do? Go look for a well-dressed homeless man, you know, wearing your jackets and using your camera. They stole my camera, my video camera, and my jacket that my buddy had just bought me because Dallas had beaten San Francisco that time. So we had a deal. If Dallas beats San Francisco, I fly in, you give me a jacket. If San Francisco beats Dallas, you fly in, I buy you a jacket. It was our way of being able to keep in touch with each other. So I go down, get my jacket. Got this is in the days where you didn't have smartphones. So I had a video camera and a camera, and I was very proud of both. They were very nice. And I lose a $300 jacket, $1,000 in camera and video gear, which is now my cell phone. I mean, essentially, it's the equivalent of my cell phone. And the cop said, what do you want me to do? Look for a well-dressed homeless man taking pictures. I got to admit, that was a funny line. I wasn't happy about it at the time. But I can laugh in retrospect. Anyway, the place that gives you poop maps now is not one of my favorite places to be. But these guys are stealing all over the country. So here's my point. What do you think's going to happen? You think that this is going unnoticed? You think as they shut more and more stores, as the prices of goods go up, and by the way, as we saw that one, I don't know if we talked about this, but that one video where that old lady's beating this guy who's trying to steal stuff, and she says, "You're the reason our prices are going up." See, she understands. So as you can't afford stuff, as things get more and more expensive, what are you going to do? Who are you going to blame? You're going to blame Republicans? What's going to happen when the Democrats show that they control it all, that we have no say in any of this? What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to have to take it in the shorts. And as the world gets more and more dangerous and we get to where every city in America is Gotham, what happens? So he goes on, he says, "Oh, we've got safety measures and security measures that we put in place by store location. I think local law enforcement should be staffed, and being a good partner is part of that equation. That's normally how we approach it." But what he's telling you in coded language is cops don't help. And I reflect back to the Capitol Hill police who would not shake the hands of McCarthy and McConnell. Because law enforcement doesn't care about Republicans, despite Republicans being the ones who care most about them. They are essentially bowing to their oppressors, shaking hands, glad-handing with Schumer, glad-handing with Pelosi, and won't even recognize the Republicans. I hope McConnell's happy. I hope he's appreciative of his takedown of Trump, because we're seeing the outcome, and I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be good for anybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not letting the left get me down. It'll never happen. I will stay positive. And the reason is, I'm on the side of righteousness, and so are you. How are you going to get somebody down who's living life the way it's supposed to be lived? Now, I'm not telling you we're perfect, but we live life the way it's supposed to be lived. And we do it by the book. And I'm never going to apologize for being somebody who looks at the world the way that it is and isn't trying to change it to mold it into what I want. It is what it is. You know, I may not be the most woke person on the planet, but I know this. I care about human beings. I care about their lives. I don't care about it selfishly. It isn't about what was best for me, my kids, my friends, and all that. If one of my friends got a job over, you know, crookedly, so to speak, over somebody else, I wouldn't be like, "Ooh, way to go, man. You got that guy." Woo-hoo! We wouldn't be high-fiving. I'd be chastising him or her. You know, we do everything. We're doing it right. And there's some solace in that. Now, I know people are stinging over the election. "Oh, Kevin, we should have ridden." Yeah, we should have ridden the red wave. And that's what we've got to address. And as a person that looks at a problem, you know, certainly from a management consulting perspective, or even from just a logical perspective, from a mathematical, how do you solve an equation? You know, how do you solve the problem of a wreck when they get the accident investigators in? You got to have people that can analyze a problem and figure out what's wrong. That's essentially what we're doing now. We're in analyzing mode or analyzation mode to figure things out. And we'd be remiss not to do that. In election integrity, how do we ride the red wave in Florida to such a degree that we can't ride it across the state? Are you telling me, "Oh, no, Florida is very different"? California didn't even ride a blue wave. Gavin Newsom barely got in there during the special election. And, of course, he won easily this time because they know how to cheat. But I just say to Democrats, why don't you just admit it? You're winning. We can't, it's like a magician. We can't figure out how you're doing the trick. But can't you just admit that it's magic? That it isn't real? Again, folks, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I encourage you to reach out, talk to me. I'm one of the most approachable superstars. No, I'm kidding. Approachable. You guys go ahead and laugh. I'm one of the most approachable people in this business. And whether it's friends of mine I haven't seen in decades, or it's people that I've met when we were at a recent event, it doesn't matter. We're approachable. And so
the team is. Everybody is. People, oh, and I pride myself on that. We'll get back with you. We'll send you an email. I had a lady contact me. She said she listens to me on a show that I do every week. And she wrote in. She says, Kevin, I've listened to you for years. I decided to finally write in and tell you how much I appreciate. I appreciate you. You know, we want to know that we're making a difference. That's the only way you can measure. And you know why the social media guys go after you? They go after you because if you can't measure properly, you're toast. How do we know what we... It's like when advertisers go, Kevin, I'm thinking about doing something on your show. You know, what's your reach? I don't know. I can't tell you. The reason why we don't run... On Spreaker, we do. We have ads that run. They run them. We just insert them, but they run whatever ads they run. We have no control over it. But the reason why we don't have advertisers, I can tell you, it's this company or this company, is because even when my friends go, Kevin, I want to advertise, I go, man, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what we're going to get you. I can't tell you the reach because social media guys make sure we can't really know. We know we've had 1.7 million downloads of this show. You know what that number should be? Should be 20 million minimum. But we have 1.7 million downloads. So I can tell you that because I have those stats. I can tell you what we average downloads per month. It should be what we average downloads per month is what we should get minimum per day, probably times two or times three. No exaggeration. But these people know what they're doing. They want to stop the message. But all I can tell you is stay vigilant. Keep doing what you're doing. And if you continue to win your little micro battle, every time you confront leftism, you win your micro battle, we will win this. We'll win it. The media collapse is happening, folks. But here's the good news for the Democrats is the media did its job. And they continue to. They continue to form public opinion for us, and we are suckers for it. There are many people out, oh, Trump, he got convicted. Oh, look at that. He's going to pay one. Trump, the trumped up charges on Trump could be done on so many people. But you know what they do? They keep him in the news. They keep him, you know, where people are going, oh, my gosh, man, something else with Trump. So what's his penalty for this thing that he did? He's going to pay something million dollars. That's like buying coffee for the guy. Okay, fine. Now, if he'll probably fight it. They know he will. So he'll stay in the news. I know if I were accused of doing tax fraud, and which is not even fraud. If you do your taxes and they go, well, you misrepresented this. It isn't fraud. It's all they do is they tell you, well, you really couldn't do this, Mr. And when I went in for an audit, I'll use me as an example. I went for an audit. And the lady says to me, well, Mr. Jackson, you owe four. I said, no, I don't owe you money. You actually owe me money. And she goes, well, that'll be a first. And when we figured it all out, she says, Mr. Jackson, I'll never forget it. This is a black lady, black IRSA. She says, Mr. Jackson, this is the first time in my career where somebody came in here for an audit and we owe them and we have to pay them. I said, I told you that. I said, I always overpay. I leave money in. And we do the best we can, but I'm not looking for every little, oh, give me this, give me that, you know. So they wrote, thinking I owed them $4,000 and change, they ended up paying me $3,000 and change. No lie. True story. So, but the point is, if it's a mistake on either part, then pay up. I didn't go, you people defrauded me. I just went, okay, well, great, I told you. And had I made a mistake, she would have said, okay, well, we didn't catch this, so you owe us $350, whatever, fine, done. But they want you to believe Trump is a crook. Look at what he's doing. The media now, that all that's done, it's like Washington Post when Bezos bought them. They were bleeding. I mean, they were going out of business. And Jeff Bezos, at the time, the richest guy in the world, saves them. Why? Because he wants to destroy Donald Trump. Okay, you got what you want. You happy? Market conditions now kick in. And what the media wants to hope, because the market doesn't support leftist media. It flatly doesn't. It sees it for what it is. It's propaganda. So what they've got to figure out is there another Jeff Bezos? Will you bail somebody else out, please, please, please? They got to pull a version of FTX and hope that the Democrats will, they can, you know, somebody will bail them out because they did the Democrats' bidding. All this to tell you that BuzzFeed is going to let go of 12% of its employees. And BuzzFeed is a leftist rag, a left-wing digital media company is what they call. And what they wrote was they brace for difficult macroeconomic conditions as they try to adapt to new market trends. That's a fancy way of saying nobody cares about their crap. Nobody's really reading it. But they still are part of that ecosystem that just says, Trump is evil, MAGA people are evil, conservatives are evil, Republicans are evil. And they just push it out. And if you hear it enough, you get sick of it. Election integrity is a perfect example. I can't tell you the number of people, Kevin, I just wish we'd move on. I just wish we'd move on. I go, man, every time I hear that, it drives me crazy because what you're saying is, you know what? A guy told me this the other day. He goes this, Kevin, I agree with you on election integrity. I agree the election got stolen, but I think we just need to move on. Okay, so your car would get stolen. Let's just use something basic. Your car gets stolen. You call the cops. You say, look, man, somebody took my car. And they go, yeah, okay, well, we're going to do our best. We'll look into it. And they look into it and they go, yep, indeed, your car was stolen. yeah, it's not parked in front of your house. It's not in your garage. We've determined you don't have the car. But you know what, Mr. Jackson? Let's just move on. I mean, do you have another car? But wait a minute, I'm still paying on that car. Mr. Jackson, listen, we're not going to find a guy that stole your car. I'm sorry. Or they may even go, we think we know who stole your car. But he probably took it to a chop shop. And look, there's not much we're going to be able to do. Oh, you know what? Let's just all move on. I'm a Rodney King, all right? Why can't we all just get along? No. I want you to keep looking until you find the sucker that stole my car. I want recompense. Anyway, BuzzFeed's laying off 12% of its employees, 180 people. They say as they pivot towards areas that will drive growth and away from areas with less audience engagement. So in other words, they may have to start reporting the truth. They said, in order for BuzzFeed to weather an economic downturn that I believe will extend into 2023, we must adapt, invest in our strategy to serve our audience best, and readjust our cost structure. I'll tell you what, folks, that's just a fancy way of saying BuzzFeed's going to have to start reporting the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
While our discussion has been on Twitter, the real question is, why aren't we looking into these other social media juggernauts, Facebook and YouTube? In fact, Google, who owns YouTube. But I'll tell you this, we look at our Google Analytics and it'll say X number of people on, and because they keep suppressing us and they've gotten us down to nothing, there'll be times when they say 6 people are on my website at any given time. Now, I'll tell you this. The most we've ever had on our site at any given time is probably 27,000. I'm talking about simultaneously. And it probably averaged, 200 to 500 on the site. And think about this, folks. This is all over the world, all over, certainly America, because that's where we get most of our coverage. Believe it or not, number two is Poland. But anyway, so we've got our coverage. And I can tell you this. There's hardly a time when we should have less than 100 people on our site. There are times we have 6 or 10 people, they say, that are reading my website. Now, we haven't believed it because we'll see where we've got 500 people on site and boop, it'll drop to 20. I'm not exaggerating this. We've taken screenshots. We've taken screenshots where our internal statistics show that, say, 5,000 people read an article, and Google will report that there were, you know, 100 people that read it. It's the strangest thing. And here's what I'm telling you. Their algorithm is not allowing us to, it's not even compensating us, because, see, that's the compensation model. The more people, if you have 20,000 people on your site at any given time, you are clicking some dollars. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So it is important that you guys listen to the radio show, pass it along, read our articles, pass them along. Do, you know, what, however you decide to support us, it's very important. But let me tell you, I don't think these guys are playing fair. And I think it's going to end up in a big lawsuit at some point. And Google's going to go, oh, you know what? You're right. And they're going to pay $1 million fine that's supposed to be split among 500,000 conservatives. And we'll all be, okay, well, thank you for my dollar. Well, I know what the actual math was. I was just messing with you. And it'll be no harm, no foul. Let me tell you what these people did. They intentionally stopped us from making money. That, think about, you transition from your career and you start doing politics. This is exactly what happened to me. I left management consulting and then I started doing politics. And I'm just writing my opinions, and people were, you know, apparently it was resonating with them. So while this is all resonating, I'm starting to make a little coin. It isn't as much as I was making in a real career, but it was pretty decent. I mean, when you consider I had to have staff and all this other stuff, but it was okay. And we could see the trajectory. You could see it's going up, 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 up. If you keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting popular. This is what happens. And left to its own devices, I'm freaking Denzel of politics. But they don't leave you to your devices. I already looked at it and said, these people do not want us to win. They don't want our voices to be heard, etc. I put out the warning bell. Nobody listened. But now we are where we are. And so when they stopped, when they got to the point where you started making a little bit of money, and then Facebook would go, oh, nope, I'm going to cut you down. So you were working, literally, I'm not exaggerating this, you're working twice as hard to get half as much. And then you build that up a little bit, and then they go, oh, algorithm change, boop, and you're working twice as hard to get half as much again, which means now you're 16 times, working 16 times harder. And when I tell you, I warned everybody about it. My staffers will tell you, if I have them on the show, they'd say, Kevin warned everybody. I told the internal team, I go, look, if Facebook keeps this up, we've got to have a backup plan. That backup plan has to be direct access to the people. See, they can't cut me off on a podcast. Not really. The only thing they can do is they can say, well, I'm not going to let people listen. But if you tell people and they go, they can download the show. They can't even stop that. But they have to a degree. They have to a degree. So anyway, long story short, here's what I'm going to tell you. So we're still looking at bringing the show behind the firewall. But we partnered with Wemkin, who has 8 million people on site, about 400 to 700,000 who are active per day. And if that can expand to such a degree that we, you know, that we can get the show looked at and actually get revenue from it, then we'll leave it in front of the firewall. Cause see, I don't want to charge people for anything. Just to be blunt, I don't. I prefer that these fractional pennies that come from ads when people listen to the show or whatever, finance it. And that's the way it was working. But these social media companies, they knew if we can hit these guys in the pocketbook, it'll shut them down. And that's what it did. Well, I will tell you this. There is a media collapse. BuzzFeed is laying off. Big time lefty organization. We already know what's going on at CNN.
So good for them. You think you're getting to us, you're getting to everybody. But now that the, and I'll get to the media stuff here in a bit, but their devilishment has been done. They've crushed us in the polls. They've crushed us in the court of public opinion to some degree. So now they can actually go and lay off. So nobody's listening to them either. But in our case, I can tell you, we're relevant enough. The things that we talk about, look, I'm not telling you to agree with me on everything. There are people, I have friends out there who are much smarter than I. Much smarter. I talked to two of them the other day, two guys I went to SMU with. Both of them worked on Navy nuclear vessels. One was a captain, one was an XO. Craig and Dale, they know who I'm talking about. These guys are exponentially smarter than I am in their fields. So I have very, very bright people that listen to the program. I'm not telling you guys I'm the smartest guy, but what I will tell you this, in the field that I'm in, and what I tell you about politics and what I tell you about inside baseball when I'm at these different events and talking to different people, I'm up there. So that's why people listen. And they're listening because I do have my finger on the pulse. And regardless of what the media tells you and what these other yahoos are out there talking about, I'm telling you, I'm giving you the inside scoop. I'm giving you the pulse of the nation. America is a conservative nation. Wherever you live, even if it's Massachusetts or California, the majority of the people there have not lost their minds. They think like we do. They use common sense. And all they need to do is have somebody sort of turn them around and go, have you thought about it this way? Anyway, I want to go back to this. Meta has threatened to pull news from Facebook if Congress passes legislation to, listen to this, help local and conservative news outlets compete with big companies. Their intervention comes, they say, as critics hope to use the lame duck session to pass the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. This was written by Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar. It would allow small and conservative outlets to band together in negotiations with big tech without running afoul of anti-collusion rules. See, here's what they did. They set it up to where if you were to go out and get 14 or 15 people that would allow each other to promote each other's stuff, they call that collusion. And so Facebook used that as their rules to take us down. So Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit, I could name 15 different, Liftable Media was trying to do this, Floyd Brown. And he had multiple, he went out and he I told Floyd, bad mistake, they're not going to let you do it. But he went out, he bought all these guys that had a million plus of followers but were getting no traction. So he made them an offer, took them, and he must have had at least 20, more than that, 20 people that had a million folks. So he was building this media organization. And by the way, Liftable was probably getting 180 million views a month on their website. And Facebook called that collusion and essentially turned off the spigot. In many cases where we were doing that together, they banned our pages. So they're saying, this is what we want to do. But Facebook says they would be forced to consider removing news from the platform altogether rather than submit to government-mandated negotiations. They say that unfairly disregard any value Facebook provides to news outlets through increased traffic and subscriptions. Let me translate. Facebook wants to help only the mainstream fake news media have a voice. They don't care about us. So in addressing what Amy Klobuchar knows is not fair to anybody, Facebook says, we're going to fight you. So this is what we face all the time, and this is why I talk about how important you are.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.